State Representative Larry Inman was indicted today on charges of extortion, bribery, and lying to the FBI. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Grand Rapids alleges the Grand Traverse County Republican offered to trade one of his votes in the House for campaign money. IPR's Morgan Springer reports.
There used to be a law in Michigan that required companies to pay union-level wages on public projects. Then in 2018, there was an effort by Republicans to repeal the prevailing wage law. Trade unions generally did not want the bill repealed. Construction companies did. That's when Representative Larry Inman allegedly offered to vote against the repeal and break ranks with his party. He said he'd do it in exchange for higher campaign contributions from trade unions, which is highly illegal. The evidence comes from texts allegedly sent from Inman to a lobbyist for the Michigan Regional Council of Carpenters and Millwrights last June. In one text, Inman says, quote, "We only have 12 people to block it," unquote. He's presumably talking about the prevailing wage repeal. He follows by saying, "You said all 12 will get $30,000 each to help their campaigns." He ends the message by saying, "We never had this discussion." The Carpenters Union did not text him back. They pulled their contribution, Inman voted with his party, and the House repealed the prevailing wage law. Representative Inman serves the 104th District in Grand Traverse County and is in his third and final term. John Roth, the chair of the county Republicans, says he's very disappointed.
Did not expect that of Representative Inman. If these actions are true, and I have not personally seen all the evidence yet, I've just seen the accusations, of course, he needs to step down immediately. Our party did not send him there to do that kind of work, and we do not condone it in any way, shape, or form, and terribly saddened that this has taken place.
Inman could not be reached for comment, but said in a press release that he is innocent of all charges and will fight against them. He said, quote, "I have always represented my constituency honestly and legally."
Rarely do you see a situation that is as direct as what's alleged in the indictment.
Craig Mauger is the executive director of the Michigan Campaign Finance Network. He points out that Inman suggests in his text that he's not the only one who would trade votes for campaign contributions. Inman allegedly tells the Carpenters Union lobbyist that there are 12 lawmakers who would consider selling their votes.
A lot of people feel that lawmakers are making decisions based on campaign contributions instead of based on the will of the people they're sent to Lansing or sent to Washington to represent.
Mauger says people who are in favor of having more money in politics and less oversight will point to a lack of evidence there's corruption.
These type of things are very difficult to prove, but here's an incident of wrongdoing.
It's not clear if the Department of Justice is investigating any other lawmakers at this time. On Wednesday, Inman was seen hurrying out of a committee meeting and away from reporters. His office was locked and dark and is now under the control of the House Business Office, and Inman has been removed from his committee assignments. Speaker of the House Lee Chatfield of Levering says everyone is surprised and disappointed.
The conduct and text messages sent by Representative Larry Inman are completely out of line and are completely against the spirit of this entire institution. Because of that, I have asked him to resign in his official capacity as state representative.
Chatfield says he believes everyone in the House knows this kind of behavior is out of line. The extortion charge alone could result in a 20-year sentence for Inman. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Morgan Springer.